Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
John the Revelator told us 2,000 plus years ago about a planetary world government. Would create a beast system we had to worship and follow, or we couldn't buy or sell. We'd have a digital mark on our hand and forehead. Now it's all come true. That's why Depeche Mode says he's a fraud. Yeah, if somebody gives you the winning lottery tickets 10 times in a row, they're bad. When somebody's accurate, that's when they're a fraud. Just like me. I'm saying I'm John the Revelator, but definitely a close 10,000th. Crank it up. Let's put something else on while we're playing this. I'm a bit ridiculous looking Lex Luthor now. All right, let's get serious here. The thing I need to get serious about is this. You got to love Depeche Mode. It's great sounding music, but so badly written. Imagine John the Revelator stealing his God from the Muslims. The Muslims didn't exist for 400 and something years after John the Revelator. So, it's like saying the Wright brothers stole Flight from Lockheed Martin. Look, I'm digressing. We got loaded phone lines. Nick and Joshua and Stacy and Peter and Carlos and Jackson and Paris and Jared and Victor and Evan and Carlos. We're going to take all your phone calls one after the other and we start the next segment. But I've not gotten to a bunch of those newscasts I told you about dealing with just constant pedo bus going on around the country. And that when you see these stories break, you very rarely see any news coverage of it. So let's play back to back here real quick. You know what? Let's wait till the next segment. Some stations join us because I'm going to come back, play this, and go to your calls. Because first I want to play CNN saying this doesn't exist. And then I've got a whole bunch of local newscasts just this week with this stuff going on. And everybody knows about this stuff. Everybody knows about sex trafficking and the pimps and the kidnapped kids and how the Latin Americans have been caught in all the Veritas reports and the admissions and the sex crime statistics and the Senate report that Obama knowingly placed them with them. We already showed you that. But just imagine, because I can't get over it. I'll be completely honest with you. Let's play the CNN clip going out to break, and we'll come back with the other clip. I just can't imagine that we're actually in this place. I keep pinching myself at this point. Even Alex Jones can't believe it. And I'm like, I've got dozens of clips of corporate media saying, don't watch a movie, and it's lies, and nobody wants to kidnap your kid. And then meanwhile, I'm a news hound, so I look at the news all day, and I see child kidnapped here, child kidnapped there, child found here in a hotel right by dozens of men, child found dead. And I'm sitting there, and it's only in local news. So again, why is that not national news? Sometimes the national news will choose some little girl that goes missing, and then they'll make it the biggest story ever, and everybody, they'll focus you on that one. Meanwhile, there's millions. And it just makes you think, how big is this underground of pedophiles? I mean, how many of these people are there? And I think it's a pretty big army. They're pretty confident now. Look at Drag Queen Pedo Time. Look at all of it. Look at Disney back. Look at all the Disney executives. They're convicted pedophiles. They rehire rapists of children. Here's a clip.
These films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel and, by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down.
But if you buy an electric car that's super toxic and has slave mines, you're saving the earth, though, but we're bad saying there's human trafficking when the Texas border and others have totally collapsed with Mexico, and it's just a pell-mell human trafficking nightmare down there. Go look here. We got a little smarmy, guy there. Look, I'm not saying he's not qualified. In fact, if I need a babysitter, I'm going to call that guy. Hey, will you come by and watch my babies for me? I really think you're... him and Brian Stelter should start a daycare center together. Because they'll save our kids, right? That's right. What a nice young man. He's very proud of himself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get some motor running. Head on the highway. Looking to arrest some pedos and other perverts to come our way. Once in, explode into space.
I like smoking lightning.
So, there have been a lot of reporters on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, Rolling Stone Magazine come out and say that Sound of Freedom is a fraud. There's no child kidnapping going on. You got brain worms. You're terrible if you believe what's going on. And they attack a movie based on certified true stories, convictions, all these kids say. So I was like, since I just chose one little swarmy clip out of dozens that I've seen, I said, who is that CNN commentator? What's that guy's name? Let's put him up on screen if we can here. His name is Mike Rothschild. We ought to invite him on the show. Hey, Mike. We'd like to invite him down to Texas. We can take him to the border. In fact, I'm officially going to invite Mike Rothschild. I want Scott to call him or Daria to call him. I'm going to say, Mike, we'll fly you down here and we'll give you first class treatment and we'll go to the Texas border and I'll show you little kids without any IDs or any information being handed over to random charities and strangers with no record of where they're going. And do you think that that is a good idea? And because I'm just trying to find out, because, you know, I don't think you're probably related to the Rothschilds, the actual guys heavily invested in the Atlantic slave trade and all the rest of that. But I'm saying the Atlantic sex trade happened. Mass shootings are real. Those happen, too. We're not supposed to ever questioning a big event. But you guys are saying there's no child sex slavery or it's all big exaggerated so people can play the part of heroes, right? Why don't you guys cue up some of the footage we've got of the charities lady saying, this is my baby, and just handing him off. We got all this, and she's back an hour with another baby. Oh, it's my baby. And then they just hand him off to just disappear to God knows where. But even the New Yorker magazine and New York Times are kind of schizophrenic on this. Because they've got articles about sex slavery and sex trafficking and human slavery of children in sweat houses, sweatshops, industrial labor, little girls getting their pigtails caught in the, you know, conveyor belt, half their scalp pulled off. But then you're saying it doesn't exist. And I guess you are swarmy and everything, so I guess there's no, hell, the federal government just took off the Justice Department website. Child sex trafficking, child sex slavery, child prostitution, it officially doesn't exist anymore. Because it's like, the dam's broken. It's everywhere. It's just exploded. And but it doesn't matter. We have CNN with no viewers, with a cockroach like this climbing up out of the bowels of hell to swarmily tell us that it doesn't compute, that Mr. Ballard, Tim Ballard, and others are just want to be heroes. But here's your real hero. And meanwhile, you have the storm run by leftists and globalist intelligence agencies to take all the real stories of child sex trafficking and world government, the New World Order, and then make it look ridiculous and sound insane so that they can then say, see, none of it exists. And then imagine being the apologist for that and saying Tim Ballard's work of decades and the convictions and all of it's nothing. It doesn't exist. It's a fraud. I supposedly lost $1.5 billion for saying maybe a mass shooting didn't happen because the internet was questioning it. And they said, you can never question this. You can never question a mass shooting. And the media dredged it up and blew it up and made it a huge deal. And years after I said I thought it happened, I got sued. A judge found me guilty, which I'm supposed to do in America. A jury was told all this stuff. And they said $1.5 billion. Well, I didn't have $2 million. But under that rule, this guy's saying child sex trafficking, he's lessening the pain of these children. He's poo-pooing that. Now, I believe he has a First Amendment. I don't think Mr. Rothschild thinks I have one. But no, he has a right to say there's no human trafficking at the border. There's no sex slavery. There's no sweatshops. He has a right to say the moon's made out of cheese. We have a right to go down there and show you the truth. Is that Alexander Soros? Are these like clones that come out of the same like factory warehouse or something? Or the same tank? I mean, woo! Let me just thank the good Lord. I ain't this guy. Poor thing can't help it. Let's go ahead and play another clip of him, and we'll go to your calls.
And you seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking. But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory. Tell us how those two things work together.
Sure. And the most durable and the most believable conspiracy theories are not entirely false. There's something in them that is true and the rest of it is false. But the believers point to the one true thing and they say, oh, you don't believe that this particular thing is true. In terms of child trafficking, we know trafficking is real. We know it has real victims. No one is denying that. But these films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel and by extension only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down.
So we're not denying it's happening. We're just denying Jeffrey Epstein, Mossad, CIA, and MI6 ran tens of thousands of little girls and boys. We're not denying it's happening. We're just not going to get into NIGARD. And them even having women that give birth to babies so they can be exsanguinated for body parts for rich men. We're not saying it's, you know, happening. We don't want to hear about the UN and giant child kidnapping rings or the deputy head of the Clinton Foundation being convicted for smuggling children. We don't want to, you know, oh, no, children are being abused, just not all the big official cases. Oh, and no one's getting organs from children, even though it's on record they are. No one's getting their blood. Well, I could pull up where they have headlines from federal court and documents. Babies, fetuses delivered with still beating hearts to U.S. research facilities and universities. Remember that breaking? Or baby parts used in flavoring by major food corporations. Or imagine an even crazier thing. I mean, drink blood. Oh, that's not happening. Imagine, of course it is. Imagine, oh, adrenochrome, that's so Avatar's new movie. No. Imagine the state secretly talks to your autistic 7-year-old, who's a boy, and gives him lollipops and candy and sends him to a meeting with other kids that say they're really another sex. And then you're secretly put in a database that's kept secret from your parents. And then the parents are approached when they're 7 or 8 and told your child wants to transition to another sex. And if you complain, multiple states have passed laws to take your child from you. Or even if your child ran away, they would take them. The government would then put them in a secret facility and never tell you where they went, and you would just think your kid had disappeared. That's law in Washington State. That's law in other states. Imagine cutting little boys' genitals off and then for years putting a giant prosthesis in there to make the open wound stay open, hoping it healed, and in most cases it doesn't. Imagine ripping the forearm muscles off of little girls and their thigh legs and then building giant, lifeless, painful, no pleasure center penises.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you find something like that, something terrible, I mean, awful.
LaRue's manager says Campos went to Marcos the day after looking for his phone. She quickly took a picture of his car outside the restaurant before he drove away, ultimately leading Franklin police right to him and to arrest him.
He acted very nervous. He really did. I mean, his hands, like I said, his hands were shaking. He was very panicky. He was like, I left my phone right here. That's the only thing I can understand him saying.
LaRue tells us he was disgusted at what he discovered and still is.
He's just really having, he had a hard time. He's having a hard time with it. It's very disturbing. No one ever wants to see anything like that.
But LaRue says knowing Campos is behind bars now, he'd do it all over again in a heartbeat. And he's holding out hope that the remaining victims will be identified soon.
That's all I can hope is that they get the help that they need and that they can, you know, have a happy life is all I want from this.
And Marcos Pizza has even offered to pay for LaRue to be seen by a therapist since he's still struggling from that traumatic night. All of LaRue's coworkers are calling him a hero for his quick response after the shocking discovery. Haley.
Okay, well, that's great. Why isn't it a national news story? And why aren't we hearing about the victims? This is what always happens. You see it and it disappears. But meanwhile, I just want to say, what's up with the glamour shots of Brian Stelter and Mike Rothschild and other people? Like, do they not know how psychotic they look? Like that Alexander Soros deal, or I mean, we know Biden doesn't know how crazy he looks because he's like, you know, brain dead. But just imagine you release this as your glamour shot, as your just thank your lucky stars every day that you're not Brian Stelter. Wow. All I can say is, wow. Whoa. There is the admiral, the first female admiral of the new admiralty at Health and Human Services, who wants to help your children lose their genitals, Rachel Levine. Levine. Wow. Interesting. Yes, no one's after our children. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Look at this nice lady. Ah, please get him off the screen. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Carlos in Canada, then Nick in Tennessee and others. Carlos, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to draw attention to something that is slipping under the curtains and nobody's really doing anything about it. And it concerns the FBI. It concerns Huma Abedin, World Forum young global leader, believe it or not, and her husband's laptop, Anthony Weiner's laptop. 2 days after Jeffrey Epstein sort of left us, the FBI was all over Little St. James Island. I thought, my God, they're going to come back with some real evidence. As a matter of fact, I think they were just doing a nice cleaning and bleaching everything, because for all we know, the laptop contained information which was very revealing of what was going on in Little St. James Island. And there you have visitors to the island, which are in the tapes, apparently, in a laptop. 12 people.
Hey, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. CNN's Mike Rothschild told me there are no elites, no islands, no government involvement. So I'm going to have to, Carlos, you know, if CNN says something, it's true. Are you saying there's government and elite involvement in sex trafficking to blackmail people? Because Mike Rothschild said that that's not real.
Well, he's a pedophilia denier.
No. He's on CNN, sir. That's like, he's impossible for him to be wrong.
Well, worms in the head, I don't know. But I certainly know that he is denying that, let's say, there's no pedophilia in Brooklyn. plane strips on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein. So, I mean, let's get real.
Oh, now you're saying the Rothschilds pose with black magic queens in front of paintings of Lucifer. Sir, I appreciate your call. Anthony Weiner is a wonderful person, and so is Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, I mean, this is just desperateness, folks. And imagine being CNN and they go, let's have this little chicken neck guy on here to attack Sound of Freedom, and that'll make everybody shut up. Just, wow. Nick in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
While Joe Biden funds a war in Ukraine, Hunter's in the White House, Stephen Cogay, don't lie.
In fact, we'll probably play that short intro for you about Hunter Biden and the cocaine. Hey, we're moving quick, Nick. What's on your mind?
I love you, Alex. I'm sorry for my bad singing there. Hey, you're a heavy metal rock star of journalism. I just wanted to tell you that. I wanted to talk about the absurdity of the propagandist media, which has gone off the deep end with pro-child trafficking. And also I wanted to talk about QAnon. QAnon was hijacked years ago by deep state operatives and by various people in the media. And every time they use QAnon as a wooden dummy to beat up on, every time you hear something that they want to throw under the bus, they want to cover it up. They always talk about QAnon. And so,
yeah, no, QAnon takes real things and then adds a bunch of BS to them to be discrediting. That's what they do, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I started the Neo Anonymous, the new Anonymous on Substack. It's nickanonymous.substack.com. And I just wrote an article about Sound of Freedom, actually. And I talk about Hunter S. Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson and Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas talk about adrenochrome, okay? And it's a famous line says, as your lawyer, I advise you to take this adrenochrome, okay? And meanwhile, they want to deny it exists. It's some QAnon conspiracy that adrenochrome isn't a thing and that it doesn't exist when it's right in our face. It's always right
in
our face.
Well, his lawyer paid him in adrenochrome, who was a Satanist, and he later admitted that he did pay him in adrenochrome. And look, I think it's more of a metaphor, and some of the Satanists and Black Sabbaths do drink blood and torture children and all the rest of this. But it's more a metaphor of sucking the soul and the innocence out of children as a metaphor for the spiritualness of it. Like, I don't believe there's an actual Dracula, but it's a spirit like that. Does that make sense?
Well, it's that, and there's actual science to it too. The adrenal gland, when people are terrified and they're scared, your adrenal gland pumps out adrenochrome.
No, I know. David Icke first put this out 33 years ago. Put it on my show 29 years ago. No, I know, and I believe David. I believe that they do drink the blood of terrified children. We have evidence. Jimmy Savile did that. I mean, it's in BBC News that he worked there, by the way, that he would torture children and drink their blood. I mean, this is Prince Charles' best friend.
Yeah, Jimmy Savile is a monster. He was in the media, and he was everybody's best friend in the UK, and he was showcased as a hero, a journalist. He was a journalist for how many years, and now we find out he's a pedophile. Well, years ago by now.
Beyond a pedophile, he would be there when children were dying at the hospital, and they reportedly have sex with them after they were dead, but he would do it while they were alive. Thank you so much for the call. But according to CNN, none of this exists. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up.
Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It has 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. Sorry, the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me say something and then go right back to your phone calls. I was walking down the hall during the break, and it just hit me. The whole world is InfoWars now. You go back to this broadcast 29 years ago, and you tune into it, and you'd say, this is crazy. But I was just going off what the globalists were planning and what they'd already done. And then so many other experts were tracking what they were doing. It's not about the credit. It's about that, wow, open world government, open cashless society, open sexualization of children everywhere, pedophiles, drag queen time, Democrats passing laws in places like California where they can have sex with 12-year-old kids, they can give people HIV, massive defunding of police, just insanity. the sexual dismemberment of children. The mutilation is just insane. And they're only getting started. While they simultaneously deny what they're doing. There's no world government. There's no planning around the border. While the border is the most controlled it's ever been. And it gets crazier and crazier. The biggest thing I got to remember is that I'm my biggest problem. Of course, aren't we all our own biggest problems? When I plug every hour with the great products we have the funds we need to operate. But when I don't, we don't. So we've kind of dug out of our hole again. You notice suddenly I'm not plugging a bunch because, well, they told me, okay, there's enough money now. We're not. We can pay the bills. I need to get a reserve. I need to hire more reporters. We need to expand. Plus, we've got great products you need. And if you will just get excited about those products and find out how amazing they are, what they can do for you, and go there and routinely shop at InfoWarsStore.com, we will continue to change the world together. Today's the last day to get up to 60% off on products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to extend the free shipping on orders of certain amounts and more, and also the 10% off on storable food and on water filtration and air filtration, which are excellent, highest quality, best ratings at the lowest price you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. But you need Nitric Boost. You need Ultimate Bone Broth. You need Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, prebiotic and probiotic fibers, Superfumal Vitality, Down and Out Sleep Aid, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Or just make a straight donation where it says donate if you believe in what we're doing and want to see more of it. That way we get 95% after the credit card fee of the money you actually give, one time or recurring. Thank you for your support. The ball is in your court. Thank you. And the crew thanks you as well because they're dedicated and want this fight to continue. All right, let's go in the order these calls are received. I'm trying to move quick. Just make your point with the next person. Let's go to Joshua in Texas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Joshua Abraham. I am the son of Larry Abraham, who wrote the international best-selling book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And you're well aware of my father's work, and I was a guest on your show back in 2012. Now, I recently moved you to Texas from my house in Beverly Hills, and for 8 years over there, I infiltrated Freemasonry up to the 33rd degree and saw the four holy books of the Scottish Rite of the 33rd degree and was told the Masonic secret. Since I've been here in Texas, all I've heard is that this is from your channels, that this is a globalist problem. This is globalism. I'm only 2 hours away from you, Jones. And I would like to come on your show and take you on and debate you how this is not a globalist problem. All this child trafficking, the borders open. This is a pure satanic Zionist agenda. And from the book readings and the book studies that I learned in the Freemasonic lodges there over in L.A. County in the highest degrees of Masonry, I was told their Masonic plan, how this is all going to go down, and why this is happening to us, and why the Zionist Israeli Mossad is doing this to us. So if you would allow me to come on your program, I would love to debate you how this is not globalism. This is Zionism, full and through. I have all the articles. I tried to go to Project Veritas about my Masonic infiltration. I signed their informant contract, which I still have, and I can prove that to you, and I can bring it. But Project Veritas, their board decided to turn down my case because, and I quote, it's a rabbit hole we don't want to go down.
Okay, well, can I talk now?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I do remember you, and I do know your dad co-wrote that book with Gary Allen. That's a seminal, very important book. I do remember interviewing you, and then I remember just getting some weird feedback, or you were mad at us or something, and I really still don't pay attention to that stuff. I got a lot of stuff going on. And I know that going back to Solomon's Temple, Masonry and all that's pretty much the same deal. It goes back to Egypt, but the Babylonians, it was all basically the same mystery religions of all those groups. I know about George Washington's writings, about the bad guys taking over Masonry and the rest of it. So there's different arms of this system. And, you know, you've seen Kanye West here on the show, going off on his Hitler thing. I disagree with that. And, of course, I think Hitler had his own occultic competing system to all of this. But just because somebody goes and gets involved with different Masonic organizations and reads the books they've got there. I've not been in those Masonic halls, but I know they've got big libraries. I've read books about what they have, and it's all sorts of stuff from black magic to you. It's like a suppository of all the forbidden stuff the church wouldn't let you have, because it predates the Christian church, the Orthodox and Catholic church, and so that's what it's got. So absolutely, I mean, I know they've got satanic manuscripts, you name it. Like, we've gotten reporters in that we paid before to get into the Getty archives, and we did reports on that. So I've done some of the similar things. If you came to my house, I don't think in the house I live in now, because I've read those books so long ago that they're in storage, but I mean, I've got like Grand Grimoire, Black Magic books. I've got Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. I've got, you know, book stuff written by Julius Caesar. I've got writings of Napoleon Bonaparte. In fact, I was going to read some of Napoleon Bonaparte's writings today, but I ran out of time. I actually have them right here. But that doesn't mean I agree with Napoleon Bonaparte's writings. And by the way, I'm not an apologist for the Masons. You know, if the Masons claim that they tried to found this country, they're trying to save freedom, they've really been asleep on the job. And so when you say globalism is what the globalist Anglo-American British combine U.S. MI6 / Israel's a spinoff, Mossad, CIA combine calls itself. So globalists want a global government run by them. It doesn't mean they're internationalist. It doesn't even mean they're, you know, a citizen of the world. That all sounds interesting. They are wanting a centralized world government. And I guess they taught you at this lodge the secret is that Lucifer is the morning star. And, of course, they refer to Christ in the Bible as the morning star as well. And, you know, all the rest of that. So you're welcome to talk about that stuff. But just calling up and saying you want a debate with me, skip this break. Just by calling up and saying you want a debate with me, I'm not going to let you define the parameters of what that debate is, because I don't think I'm even debating what you're saying. If you want to put a written report together with some images in it or something you're talking about and email it to us, I might be interested in talking to you. But not if I'm being beaten over the head that I'm covering things up and, you know, you're the anointed one that's going to lead us out of everything. So that's where I'm at. Do you want to respond now?
Yeah, I never said I was the anointed one, even though you called me that on your 2012 interview.
Well, I called you the anointed one. Oh, really? Wow, we're learning more here. Okay, so please, and I called you the Easter Bunny, too. So what else?
No.
I'm done talking. Thanks for the call. I got to get to everybody else, man. I mean, there's always these personalities that don't want to talk about the information. I mean, are a bunch of the Masonic lodges worshiping Lucifer? Yeah. Is that the 33rd degree or even the 32nd degree? Yeah. Okay. And that's the whole paradox of the thing. And then there's all these idiots online that go, Alex Jones did this with his hand. That's an Illuminati symbol. No. You put your index finger with your thumb. It's known psychologically and in studies to make your brain waves even operate better. Or like when you squeeze your fists together, it makes you think of fighting. The rainbow.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
They'll tell like an 11-year-old girl at school, at the local soda shop or whatever in Eastern Europe, hey, you want money, you want a job, there's a beauty pageant today at this hotel, come here. And then they do the same thing, take pictures of them, get them ready, boom, drug them, put them in a truck, fly them out on a private jet, they are gone. And the ones that go along with it live. The big dirty secret is they kill a large portion of the kids that don't go along.
Well, because, you know, people are resistant to that. That's the light of God. Like, people don't want to do that. That's the stealing of innocence. That's why the gay bomb was first dropped from the church. If you can disillude people to the fact that pedophilia equals church, right? Everyone makes the Catholic priest joke. Hey, if we can connect the most atrocious thing that you can do to a human.
No, that's it. That's how they take over every Boy Scouts. I remember 10 years ago, they were handing out condoms to even 8-year-olds. At the, quote, jubilee of the Boy Scouts. And then it bankrupted the Boy Scouts and got taken over. That was a total plan. And that's all this LGBTPS thing is a Trojan horse.
I'm 30, you know, I'm in my mid-30s. I saw this as through the Catholic Church in my local area. You know, you start seeing scandals, right? Like, oh, these priests touch this priest touch that. And they're always, like, generally new priests. People who came into the area.
Sure, nobody's asking, why are they getting recruited? Who's bringing them in? Who's
exactly
protecting them? Why are they moving them around? And they're there to destroy the church. I agree with you. But I am seeing a lot of people from what I've read. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I'd like to visit sometime. That people are starting to wake up in Puerto Rico.
Oh, dude, this has been the Republican nation. We have a holiday, the 27th of July, Barbosa Day. It was a doctor who was in the mid-18th century, and he died in 1920. He was the spearhead of what statehood or Republican nationalism for Puerto Rico is. We do not like democracy. That is mob rule. That is who has the most, who has the voice, and who yells the loudest. And then the minority and the people who suffer the most are dragging the chains. those who worship the hierarchy or the oligarchy of Europe or the Olden family,
the New World Order. All right, got to jump. Great points. Carlos in Houston, thanks for holding here on the air.
Yeah, like it's always good to talk to you. I saw the movie. It was very riveting. I also saw a freaking interview where Jim Caviezel was talking with the same show called The War Room, like Owen, what's his name, Steve Bannon?
Steve Bannon.
And they were talking about, he was making, I don't know if assertions or maybe he's seen some data that was collected by that team that's been rescuing all these kids, but they were talking about how whenever the kids are killed, a lot of that biological material ends up in all these different biolabs, which you alluded to earlier, and also they've heard the word ambrosia in the past, which is what they call adrenochrome in the
People, adrenochrome is a term, supposedly the pituitary gland or the adrenal gland, the blood of that. Ambrosia is an ancient term for drinking blood of children that was done in Black Sabbaths and Black Masses. So that's in 1,000-year-old satanic books. That's in museums that they would. You've seen like in vampire movies, Dracula will get a baby and he'll bring it to his women and then they will all bite it and drink its blood. That's a Black Sabbath. Is they lance the child, drink its blood, have sex in the blood, torture the child for about a day, and then cut it up and eat it raw in a sex orgy. So, yeah, it's called ambrosia. That's all completely real.
So the main reason why these people, the media themselves, they're the main ones that are probably more than likely, I'm not accusing anybody, but that guy that was taking a little osito across the border, he looks like your quintessential. They couldn't have chosen a more perfect person to play that guy. He's like your quintessential example of what a pedo looks like, and the guy at the beginning of the movie. Those guys, I don't know where they did their casting at, but they did a wonderful job. Now the other part of that is, remember, and I heard this on your show probably about 8 years ago. The company called Ambrosia. The one that was
that was the one that could get blood from kids. To get blood from kids and give it to people, yeah.
Yes, and so they can't lose that pipeline. That's the only thing that's keeping these damn mummies alive. So they have to try to discredit anything that's good, anything that's going against them that's going to take away that food supply. Now my mother-in-law lives in El Paso. She says that things are the worst that they've been just in the past 2 or 3 months, and even worse now since that rule about them not having a do the blood test on the kids and on the family members. My mother-in-law says that they are being bombarded and flooded. There's nowhere to stay.
It's totally broken. And again, why would Obama and Biden say? See, my brain is like, I can't. I have real trouble telling a lie. So even the president is Biden, but it is Obama, so I can't say Biden.
Correct.
I keep saying Obama. Correct. Yeah, because it is Obama. And they literally do not, when they don't even know, like a man shows up with little kids, it doesn't even look like him, there's no ID, they do a test, they don't even do that now. I mean, that is the government running children. God bless you, brother. I'm sorry to hear about that happening, and hopefully your mother and people can speak out against it. It's hard to even take these calls, isn't it? Can you imagine working down there on the border? It's just pure evil. Jason in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I just want to say what a great job, obviously. I mean, I've talked to you many a times, a time listener. Say everything you do is just, it's working out perfectly, all of this. It's all coming together, just like God has a plan for
everything. I was about to say, it's not us, brother. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Absolutely. And we got these people on the ropes. They're running scared. You know, they're doing hit pieces on this movie, trying to say it's all phony and conspiracy theory. They're full crap, and we got them running.
The only thing phony about the movie is that it's a million times worse. But I'm not attacking the movie. I would have done it the same way because it's so big. You got to focus on only a few kids to personalize it. But the only problem with the movie is it's much worse.
Exactly. And I just want to give a quick shout out quick. I called Sunday night. I talked to Owen. I want to thank Drew. I want to thank Henry. And I want to thank Ellis. They all helped me out. I was in need. Still kind of am. I'll go out there. Jason Lawler 9 on Venmo. I'm living in my car. I lost my job to illegal aliens. And yeah, if longtime listener, any info where he wants to help out, I'm not begging. I'm just asking. So.
Well, that's why we
got to
start building communities during the collapse and just say no Satan worshipers allowed. And under the First Amendment, we can form churches that allow us to be only amongst our own people of every race, color, and creed, but Christians. We're going to have to declare it, folks, and just 100% get with Christians, because you're either going to be a Christian or you're going to be with the devil. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be soon. Thank you, Jason. Let's go to Jared in Missouri. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, be honest with me. How many times did you tear up in that movie?
How many times I what?
Tear up.
Oh, I mean, I teared up a lot. It was terrible because I have children and I also know how real all this is and also know they kill a lot of the kids. So I realized as bad as the movie was, it was far worse.
Absolutely. And it's a miracle that, go figure the name of the studios that came out with it was Angel Studios and how it was going to get buried by Disney. And I think this is going to be the movie. Everybody listening to my voice and your voice for many years knows that the fact of the matter is we all know this. But a lot of people, like you said, too many numbers, too many, you know, things, so it doesn't really personalize it. I think this movie did an excellent job of that. I'm going to take my children as well, my two daughters, and I have a son that's we're going to go check it out. I've seen it.
By the way, that's a good point. Even though this scares children, I think people should take young children as young as 5 or 6 to this because they need to know how dangerous the predators are. All this pedo LGBT stuff should train your kids to get kidnapped or recruited in, and then they don't have to kidnap them. They've already got them, and you don't know. People need to take them to this and connect to the LGBT thing.
Yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the theater. It was packed. I mean, I know I've heard a lot of people getting, you know, refunded. And keep fighting. I recommend everybody who hears my voice to go see the movie, spread the word, tell people about it, because it really can help. I think this could bring down the whole thing, man, to be honest with you, because once people start feeling the way we already knew, like I already knew about this stuff myself, too, but being the
watching
the movie.
It's definitely a catalyst to break their back, and that's why when you look at CNN or ABC or MSNBC, they look scared, don't they?
Yep.
Because they know who they work for.
Yeah, and they also, the funny thing is, QAnon didn't even exist when he was doing all this either. So the fact that they have to divert it to that, obviously, the more stuff they say like that, the more I'm interested in actually going and seeing the truth. And I know.
Oh, yeah, QAnon came along to people would see me on the street and go, I'm with Q. He exposes the kid to the Bilderberg group. And I'm like, I was exposed to the Bilderberg group 25 years ago. So it was just a way we'd wake people up, and the CIA had to get a way to get them back, you see. And that's what they did. But it doesn't matter. Everybody knows it's BS now. All right. Appreciate your call. God bless you. All right. Paris, Victor, Evan, Stacy. I'm going to take your calls before the next guest host takes over. Really appreciate the crew, the fabulous job they've done, the amazing Kate Daly takes over. But I'm going to finish up some of your phone calls right now. Infowars.com is the coordinates of liberty.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.